USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former astronaut and high-profile gun control advocate Mark Kelly is running for the U.S. Senate in Arizona. He's the husband of former Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, and he released a video announcement about his run this morning, saying that his run for the Senate will be his next mission.
Arizonans are facing incredibly challenging issues here in the years to come. Access to affordable health care, the stagnation of wages, job growth, the economy. You know, as the climate warms, we're going to have more drought here in the desert.
Three U.S. Army soldiers are said to be recovering from injuries after a parachute accident in Florida early this morning. It happened over Homestead Air Reserve Base, the Pentagon not detailing what type of malfunction occurred. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Amid talk of a possible tentative bipartisan deal that could avert another partial federal government shutdown, but which may not contain as much wall funding as President Trump has demanded, the president was last night in El Paso, Texas, making his case for the wall and also for that previous government shutdown.
But you know what? If we didn't do that shutdown, we would not have been able to show this country, these politicians, the world, what the hell is happening with the border. That was a very important thing we did.
Without a deal the president will sign, there could be another shutdown on Friday. The first of two funerals for the longest-serving member of Congress ever, Democrat John Dingell of Michigan, will be in Michigan today. A second funeral will be in D.C. on Thursday. Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan has made an unannounced visit to Baghdad, Iraq today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Concerns about the U.S. economy after the partial federal government shutdown and volatility in financial markets have driven a reading of small business owners' confidence lower for the fifth straight month, according to the National Federation of Independent Business and its monthly Small Business Optimism Index. However, analyst Gene Mark says it has to be put in perspective.
The index has come down a little bit. It is still way,
absolutely right,
way higher than anything we saw under the Obama administration. In general, these businesses are still confident.
Marks was speaking on the Fox Business Network. The conservative-leaning small business group says its index fell to 101.2 in January from 104.4 the month before. Chicago now filing a lawsuit against more than two dozen companies across the nation that sell e-cigarette vapor liquid and accessories. The lawsuit claims the company's online retail and marketing operations violate Chicago's municipal code by targeting and selling to minors. The city filed a similar suit last November against nine other e-cigarette retailers. And he's been sidestepping questions about it now for months, but New York City's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio is headed to New Hampshire. It is sparking more rumors of a potential run for the White House. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.